finish my mouth. Okay. Okay, we are starting Shir HaShirim, Perek Dalet, a new Perek. New Perek, Bezis Hashem. So, Hinach Yofa Rayasi, Hinach Yofa Inayich Yoinim Midbalis Amoseich. So the Shlaim HaMelech tells us, Hinach Yofa Rayasi, my beloved one, you are beautiful. Hinach Yofa, you're beautiful. Einayich Yoinim, your eyes are like the eyes of doves. Here's really this is Perek Dalet. Midbalis Amoseich. We'll see what that means. Sarech ke'eder ho'izim, your hair is like the eder ho'izim, like the flocks of sheep, of goats. Shagol shumei har gilad, that were taken off of har gilad. So Rashi over here, we always start with Rashi. So Rashi says that hinach yafa rayasi means to say, Hashem is saying, he's praising Klal Yisrael, and he's saying that your karbonis are so sweet to me. Yafa rayasi, what you bring to me as karbonis are very beautiful, are very yafa. Now, later on in the parak, it's going to say, ad sheyafua chayoyim, once it gets, the day becomes hot. We had that lashon before, earlier by the Chet Egel. And over here it's going to mean, until the days of Chafni and Pinchas, in the days of the Bnei Eli, when they did Chatoim with the Karbanas, so the Basak saying, Hinach Yafad, your Karbanas are beautiful, until that day. So Einayich Yoinim, so Rashi says, what does it mean your eyes are like the eyes of doves? He says, just like a Yoina stays with Ben Zuga, it doesn't leave its mate, so to Klal Yisrael also is like that. And also, when you shecht it, a yoina does not jump around. It sticks out its neck to be shechted. And Klal Yisrael accepts on themselves the oil of Malchus Shamayim. So we stick out our neck for our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then he says, Mibad litzamoseich sarech keider izin. He says, a tzamoseich, you find this, a tzemes in Mishnayis, in Gemara, the ladies used to wear over their hair, like a net that kept the hair in, almost like a tichel, that kept the hair in. You find in Shulchan Aruch it says, if a little hair is sticking out of the tzamas, whatever it's called, is that an erva? Could you say Kriya Shema? Can you not? It was sort of like a tichel that kept it. Then a hat would go on top of that. It was like the underneath, like what do they call it? The cap they have under the sheitel. So it was the cap, so to speak, and then tichels and hats on top of it. So he says, so just like Isha's neheves lechasa mibifnim lekisharayich, where's the belovedness of the woman to her husband is what's inside the cap, right? Is what's inside, the hair that's inside. So that's the sarech, that's the hair. Mibad letzamosech, what's inside. So he says, Klal Yisrael, inside mibifnim are beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because even the reikim shabach are chavivin alayki Yaakov ibanov. Because even people don't have any mitzvahs, but still the fact that they're part of Klal Yisrael, they're beloved, says Rashi, just like Yaakov ibanov, shegolshu mehar agilad. Golshu mehar agilad was last week's parsha, when they were running from Lavan, by Galeid, Gila, that's where they made they met Lavan over there. So when they left Lavan, they were beloved. It was Yaakov Uvanov, the Shagoshu, that when they went down from Hara Gilad and they left Lavan, there was this Chavivus. So Klal Yisrael is Chaviv Takadish Baruch Hu, because even the Reikim Shabach, even those who are empty, but Bipnimius, they're still Chaviv Takadish Baruch Hu. So that is the way Rashi learns. Okay, let's see the guy. The guy in his Baruch Hashem, once again, whoops, I spilled a little bit, married. It's okay, number one, habitish, it's fine. I got it. It's good, Shmuel, I got it. No, no problem, sorry, the question. So, okay, Zok the guy, Hinoch Yafa, Pirishata Yafa Mo'id Machmas Ha'avis. The first thing the guy says is, you're Yafa, not mitzad atzmecha necessarily, mitzad ha'avis. Vizel Rayasi. Now we had such a pasuk once before in Perek Aleph that over there it said Hinach Yafa Rayasi, Hinach Yafa Inayich Yainim. And then also we had before a pasuk that said Shchayra Ani V'Nava. I'm black, but I'm beautiful. And the Gaon said over there Shchayra Ani means my own actions aren't so good, but I'm Nava V'Maisa Avaisai. But through the actions of my forefathers, I'm beautiful. So over here, when the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, you take a blue one. The the here when the Rabbi, so Klal Yisrael says Shcheir Ani V'Nava, that me myself am black, but my avos, I'm beautiful because of my avos. Here HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and says, no, Hinuch Yafa Yir Yafa Ma'oid Machmas Avos, and Hinuch Yafa a second time Machmas Atzmech, Yir Yafa Machmas yourself as well. Now, V'omar Hinuch. Now here the guy goes into a beautiful shtickle, and he says, what's the word Hinuch? What's Hinuch? Where's this word Hinuch from? So he says follows. She'oisi ois hinach, the oisias of hey, nun, and chaf, ein lohem ben zug be'atbach. They do not have a pair in atbach. Kach ato ein lecha ben zug be'yofyech. So to Klal Yisrael, you don't have a match. There's nobody the same as you. There's nobody who could be equal to Klal Yisrael, she'ein lecha chaver in your beauty. Now what's this atbach business? So this atbach business is as follows. You can follow, drop along on the next page on Mem Beis, where Brevi brings down here the Gemara in Sukkah. Over there, V'amar Hinuch Yafa, Ayin Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says like this. It says, the Gemara makes a drash over there, and the Gemara says, Yitzahara, seduce the person, Ayla Maseh, made Ayla Mlayla, and brings a pasuk in Mishlei. And the pasuk is Monoin. At the end it says Vacharisa Yia Monoin. Shekain says the Gemara, Ba'at Bach Shel Reb Chia Kairin L'Sahada Monoin. Sahada is a witness, so that's why we're saying it's going to testify against you. Monoin equals Sahada. So how is that? Zok Rashi, what's Atbach? So Rashi says Alpha Beisu, it's the Aleph base. Now in the Aleph base, if you want to go to tens, two letters always make up a 10. Aleph and Tes. 1 and 9 make up a 10. So they're pairs. Beis and Ches, right? 2 and 8. Gimel, Zayin, Dalet, Vav, those are 10s. But Hey has no pair. It's Hey is the same thing again. You do two Heys. There's no other pair. So Hey doesn't have a pair. Okay? Now let's go into the hundreds. Yud and Sadi. So you have 10 and 90 is 100. And the same thing. Chaf and Pei, Lamed and Ayin, Mem and Samach. But Nun, right? Nun is 50, 50 and 50. There's no pair. It's just itself double. It's not called a pair. And then you go into the thousands is Zokt Rashi, Kuf Sadi, Reish Sadi, Shin Nun Tof Mem. Now what does that mean? That means as follows. So Rashi says, right, Salaimar, Ha'ois Tzadi, Hitesha meyos. Now, we have to understand something. L'chaira, once we get to tough, right? Once we get to... One second, let me just figure out what I'm doing over here. Mem, so... one second. Hare meyos. Nun is nun. So one second. After nun, samach, tzadi. So what's kuf? Kuf is 100, right? So kuf is 100. Now, if we get to thousands, that means we have to, according to Rashi, we have to count Oisiyos Saifiyos, the end of Oisiyos. Okay? So according to what we're saying over here, is we count those letters. Now, what are those letters? Those letters are as follows. So Rashi says, Tzadi Tzofis is 900. We're going backwards a little bit. So Kuf and Tzadi are equal 1,000. Pei Soifis is 800. Nun Soifis is 700. And Mem Soifis is 600. Right? So therefore, how's this working over here? Right, because Tuf is 400, right? So you're always going to make. So Kuf is going, so 100 is going to pair up with the Tzadi Soifis to make 1,000. 100 and 900. Right? The Reish is 200 is going to pair up with the Pesefis, it's a mistake here, I've read this thing. The Pesefis, which is 800. The Shin, which is 300, is going to hook up with the Nun Sefis, which is 700. And the Tav, which is 400, will hook up with the Mem Sefis, which is 600. Okay? And then you get 1,000. Okay? So that's how you'll get 1,000. However, what's left? The Chaf Sefis. Chaf Sefis, which equals 500, right? Doesn't have a pair. Right? So whatever, all the fives don't have a pair. So Zokt Rashi... So Zokt Rashi, this is all Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. V'nisharu Hei Nun Chaf, the Hei Nun and Chaf Soifis, because Hei doesn't have a pair, Nun doesn't have a pair, and Chaf Soifis doesn't have a pair. Now this Chiddush is interesting to Zach. This thing that the Soifiyos count in Gematrias, I had no clue about until very recently. I had no clue about it. I'm sorry, you didn't know, but surely if you don't know, it's a Chiddush Galdu V'Naira. It's good to know now. Now, listen, but we're going to see. We're going to see in a minute. It's not so simple. But
I can see it's not simple.
David Ginsburg, who I just texted and told me she listened to today's shiur. David Ginsburg came over to me, maybe Shabbos Parshas Noach or something around that week, and he says, "Did you ever hear something about the Seifiyas Hevei Gematria?" I said, "I'll tell you the truth. I just saw some cipher in Teres Moshe that he was doing some type of gematrias, and he said, the beginning of Bereshis, and he said, I said, I never heard of it before then. I didn't, truthfully, I told him, I didn't pay much attention to the shtickle, because gematrias are not so much my thing, but I saw he said it, and I moved on. But now, I showed it to him. So finished. So here I see that Rashi Taka says it here as well, and that is the Hey Nun and the Chaf. So therefore, Rashi says, let's continue to see Rashi. Rashi says, Nimso Derech Aleph Bei Zeh. So if you want to take the word of Mishle was Monoin, right? And we want to turn it into the word Sahada. So Rashi says, the Samach and the Mem are interchangeable, because Samach and Mem is 60 and 40, right? The Hay is just, the Hay and the Nun, he writes, is interchangeable, because those are both things that don't have matches here, right? And then you have the Dal that turns into the Vav, and again the Hay and the Nun. Okay, so Zakhtrashi, that's how you get Monoin into Sada. So Zakhtrashi. Frekta Marsha, Ayin bin Marsha, Shikshel Rashi. What's going on? The last Nun of Monoin is a Nun Pshuta, meaning it's a Nun Seifis. Therefore, you don't interchange that with a Hey. He says, that has a match. The match is Shin. Shin is its Zug. So he says, so Lachari, you have a problem with Tzarechian, Bechain Hikshel Chach Meshleima. So now if you look in the next shtick, I'm not going to go into it, but he brings that Gois HaBach there, and the Bach says, he says that really the Rashi we have is not really Rashi. The Rashi we have is the Pirish of the Aruch, but Rashi himself, Taka, doesn't count the Seifiyos. He doesn't count the Seifiyos. And therefore, since he doesn't count the Seifiyos, so there's no such thing as Seifiyos. So Nuns and Hays, Nuns and Fees, they don't mean anything. So therefore, that's how it works. But according to the Aruch, means the way we have our Rashi and Sukkah, L'chari have Shver, the Marsha and Chachma Shleima's question, that if Nun has its own Gematria, which we said was 800, so it doesn't match up with this Gemara of Atbach. So the point is over here, we have a Machlaikis, Aruch, and Rashi, if you count the Gematrias of Seifiyos. So it's really, you'll be able to use it. You just have to say, you'll be mamish, everyone will be impressed. You'll say, it's Rashi and Sukkah, but it's really the Aruch, right? See, the Atbach says it's really the Aruch, you know. I guess one way it's going to be, now when's Daf Yomi going to get back to Sukkah? We'll finally first Shnei Pshat and Rashi. Some of you all just read through it and said, yeah, it works somehow, right? So I recall looking at that Rashi. Anyways, but what does the Gain say? The Gain just told us that the letters Hey Nun and Chaf Seifis, right, Ein Lohem Ben Zug. Chaf Seifis was 500. So you see the Gain, right, Taka learns, like Darach. If you go to the next page on Mem Gimel, in the second last paragraph, Al Kalpanim, after the whole shtickle, because Reb Devda's going to try to answer the Kasha. If you have time, you can look at it, pages and pages, to answer the Kasha on the Aruch. But he says, Akaponami, the Kamar Abeinu Kan, the Oisus Hinoch, Ein Lam Ben Zug, Beoisus, you don't have it, it's not in your version. You just have the Goin, you don't have Reb Ravda. Atbach, Muchach, the Sphere Lake Das Aruch, Hamoine Gam Oisus Akfulim, Balfa Besa, Atbach, Vahainulim Isbralafim. He does count the Seifiyos to the thousands. And therefore, Rabbeinu the Goin holds that the Chaf Pshutim in the Chaf Seifis is one of those, She'ein Lam Ben Zug. Right? Okay. So that is the Lashon of the... That is the Gain. So the Gain is telling us that why does the Pasuk word Hinach Yafer Rayasi, when we want to say that you're so special, the Shlaim HaMelech uses the word Hinach. Why don't you say Hinei or Ata? Hinach, because Hey, Nun, and Chav are things that don't have a match to them. They don't have a pair. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, Kach Ata, Ein Lecha Ben Zuz, B'yofiach She'ein Lecha Chaver. You, Taka, don't have any. You don't have any pair to you. That's why we use this Lashon of Hinach. At the end, you should know, Reb Revda just writes that In the Teretz, he says, Lamaisa, maybe I said a doichek in this. He says, Lamaisa, this is all miyasoidas hanistorish al atayra. This whole atbach business is soidas, and therefore, you know, it's very hard to understand. Bechlal, do you count them? Don't you count them? What's the pshat? Okay, so Lamaisa, we see over here that we're saying the Klal Yisrael's beauty. What's Klal Yisrael's beauty? B'maisim toivim, Milus ruchaniyos, all those things, there's no benzug for Klal Yisrael. Okay. Continues the Gain, Einayich Yoinim, your eyes are like Yoinim, just like Yoinim, Einayim Shavim. We had this once also in Parak Aleph. The Gain says that Yoinim, their eyes are equal, they're exactly the same. Seems, the Rav says, he's not sure what it means, other animals, they're not exactly lined up, he's not sure, but somehow Chazal tell us that by Yoinim, the Einayim are Shavim, they're Shavim. They are very beautiful because they're very... symmetrical, that was the word I was looking for, thank you. And therefore there's a beauty to that when there's symmetry. So he says, Kach etzlach. So the same thing is with Klal Yisrael also, there's things, the Einayich are lined up. What are the Einayich? Over there the Gain said the Einayich is a remes to Yira and Chachma. To Yira and Chachma. But over here, he's going to say a little different. And over here he's going to say another Mila. The Hein HaNeviim, we're referring to the Neviim here. The Neviim in Klal Yisrael, K'moy Shekasav, Tzoyfa Nesatich, K'moy Shekasav, Lefnim HaYakarin LeNavi Raya. What's a Navi called? He's a Tzoyfa. He sees things in the distance. He's a Raya. He sees things. And therefore, that's why the Navi's the eyes. Heim Yoinim, Einam Soysrin Zezeh, V'Kulam Shavim. So the first thing is, it's interesting to note over here, this idea of what a Navi is. What a Navi is. So, first thing is that it says in Amos a pasuk va'akim mibneichem l'neviim u'mibachureichem l'nezirim. So the Radak says va'akim means Hashem says I did a taiva for you that I didn't do for any other nation. And again, in this pasuk in here, Shirat, according to the Gain, we're saying the milas of Klal Yisrael. So he says, what is that? That you should be different than all the other nations. Sheshrisi ruach nevuah b'chem. That I gave you the ruach of nevuah. That's va'akim b'mneichem l'neviim. That's something special. Only Klal Yisrael has neviim. And in fact, Rabbeinu Bechaya writes on the pasuk, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamayni. Moshe Rabbeinu says, like me. Zok Rabbeinu Bechaya. Why is it kamayni? The chayrit says, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha. L'chayra achecha means your brother. That means Klal Yisrael. So we have to say kamayni. Zok Rebbeinu Bechaya, it's not true. We find B'nai Esav and B'nai Yishmael are also called Kayam Arachicha Yisrael. We sent a message to Edom, Kayam Arachicha. So you might have thought achecha means also that B'nai Esav and B'nai Yishmael also might have Nevi'im. So we say no. No, there's no Nevu'ah B'nai'im. And Zok Rebbeinu Bechaya says, B'nai Zeh Soyser Emunas Edom V'Yishmael. This knocks off the whole belief of Edom and Yishmael, because their whole religion is based on prophecies they received. Zok Rebbeinu Bechaya, ein nevuah. There's no, the Torah tells me, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha, kamayni. The nevuah is not stam achecha. There's no nevuah by B'nai Yishmael. There's no nevuah by Edom. Ein ha nevuah b'neihem. Bilam was one exception to the rule, but from then on, I don't know.
The pasuk was afterwards?
First of all, it might have been, what? The pasuk was afterwards, yes. The pasuk was after, because it was talking about the future. That pasuk was talking about believing Nevi'im of the future. So, Rebbeinu Bechaya says, four things Klal Yisrael has and no other nation has. Nevuah, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Tchias HaMeisim. Those four things. You could go, this is based on Midrashim. But the point being, he says, this Soyser Amunas Edom Yishmael. So you see again, Nevuah is something special, unique, right? Eretz Yisrael, and Tchias HaMeisim. So he says that, so again, we're talking about things that are unique to Klal Yisrael, Ein Lo Ben Zug. We're talking about Nevi'im here. Now the Gaon brought two psukim, a tzaifa and a roya. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that Hashem says to Yecheskel ben Adam, tzaifa nesatich lebeis Yisrael. Rashi says, what's a tzaifa? A tzaifa is a guy who stands on a tower at the edge of the city to see if any troops, any armies are coming to attack.
lookout.
Sentry, right. And he blows the shofar if they're coming. So Dr. Ashi, so I gave you also, he tells Yechezkel, you're the tzoifel. As hiram li shomer min haparonius shalei avienu aleim. Yechezkel was misnabe, all the churban and all the, and different tzaras come to Klal Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I made you the tzoifel. That's the tzoifel, you're the lookout. And that's why a Navi is called a tzoifel. It's called a tzoifel as well. The Radak writes in Yeshaya, kol tzoifayich nosu kol, Dr. the Radak. Why is a Navi called a Tzeifer? Levishu Tzeifer Hasidus. He's able to see the future. And we have this. So Bilam, we saw this Navi Mekir because it's for the future, Pashtus. Bilam was already in the past by the time Moshe Rabbeinu said it, and it was one exception to the rule. Right? Even Avadja, Chazayin Avadja, we just learned Avadja. Avadja was a Ger. The Gemara talks about, L'chara Ger can't say Nevuah either because Navi Mekir b'cha me'achecha kamayni. We once said a Meshachachma, the Meshachachma Shir. Remember that? Oh, Meshachachma about it. The Gemara says Avadja could say Nevuah only about Edom, not about Klal Yisrael. So he was a Ger who was able to say Nevuah about his own nation, but not a Nevuah for Klal Yisrael, Bamish from this Pasuk. So you see, even a Ger, forget about Goyim, even a Ger can't be a Navi, because it has to be Kamayni. But that's not what the Goyim's handling here. So then we have this, so that's Seifer, and then he brought the second Pasuk from Shmuel, by Shaul lost the Asinus, right? So he went to, they said, let's go check out by the Navi, and ask us, his Nar said, let's go to the Roya, and maybe he'll tell us where the things are. So it says over there, Lefnim hayukarim lenavi Roya. The earlier they used to call the Navi Araya, meaning Shmuel HaNavi is writing this Sefer, right? Shmuel Navi wrote his own Sefer. And this Maisa was Besayf Yamav, because when he was Mamlech Shaul, remember, Shaul was only king for 2 years, and Shmuel died during Shaul's reign. So if he's writing about Shaul becoming king, it's the end of his life. So he's writing Sefer Shmuel, and he writes, Kilifnim, earlier they used to call... they used to call a Navi a Raya. So there's all Shaila. What does Lefnim mean? Was it at that time? Was it earlier? But,
Raya with an
Aleph. Right? One who sees. Right. 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 One who sees. Right. Has an eye in here? No.
No, I'm saying Raya has nothing to do with the
divorce. No. So a Raya. So there's the Mefarshim over there talk about what exactly Shmuel meant when he said that earlier they called him a Raya. But the point is that there was a change between the Lashon of a Raya and the Lashon of a Navi. And the Malbim over there writes, a Navi was Bidar HaAchrein. As generations got later, they called them Nevi'im. Earlier, they called them a Raya. Why? What's a Navi? Navi is from Lashon Niv Sfasayim, from Lashon of talking. Because a Navi gave Musar. He gave Teichacha. Hashem sent him to go tell Klal Yisrael they're doing something wrong and do tshuva. Right? And he wasn't sent by Hashem usually for protheistic things, for individuals. It was usually klal type of things. And usually he didn't get Ruach HaKodesh for individuals. Ruach HaKodesh of a Navi was, again, for klal things. Because his power was to speak to Klal Yisrael. The Raya was a different type of person. That was earlier in the history of Klal Yisrael. They were called a Raya or a Tzoifa, because with the Ruach HaKodesh, they saw everything that was going on, current, future, even for private individuals. So therefore, says the Malbim, people didn't like the Nevi'im. Nevi'im gave them Musar. So the Malbim writes, "Hayu baruchin min hanavi." They stayed away from the Nevi'im. Asher yitamin magid pesha. He was always telling them problems, and they would go to the Raya because the Raya was a great guy. If I lost something, the Raya knows where it is. There's a chayla. He'll tell me exactly which doctor to go to. If I have problems with my shalom bias, he's going to tell me exactly what to do. A Raya was someone who was like my personal therapist. You know what I mean? With every, you know, he had the exact. But you think about it. Rebbe always used to say this. There's guys all over like this. When it says Hashem said, I sent Nevi'im kiflayim kiyotzim Mitzrayim to Klal Yisrael. Every city, it says, Vashlechem es hanegivim, before the Churban HaBayis. There were Nevi'im in every city, and they were called Rayim. And every person went to the Navi, and the Navi was able to tell him, al pi his neshama, what his avoida is in this world, what he needs to do, how to do it. It was mamish chanoich lenar al pi darkoi, and finished. And there was no, you know, there was no set school for everybody. Everyone had in the mamish, what do they call it? IEPs, right? And they have mamish, every person had his own IEP, individual education plan, to go tell him exactly how to be matzliach. It was a maridika time for Klal Yisrael. That was the Raya. Now, he was also used for other things, like to find your lost donkeys and things like that. Yeah, a lot of numbers. So that is over here. So he says, so Mamela, that's why the Einayich Yoinim is referring to the Nevi'im. Now, what's the vard of both of them? So the guy says, "She'enam soysin ze'azev v'kulam shavim." They never contradicted each other, Nevi'im. And to go through and understand that is, that really, Nevuah was given, when a Nevuah was heard, the Gemara says, if you say over the Nevuah of a different Navi, you're Chayav Misa. Right? One Navi says over Nevuah that he's not supposed to say. Because really, Nevuah was like, went over the airwaves. All the Nevi'im who are tuned in to Nevuah heard it. But it was directed to one person. It was directed to one person that he's the one who's supposed to say it. Or however many people are supposed to say it. So, now to be on the proper madrega of getting the Nevuah, you have to be on a very high madrega. And the Rambam talks about this barichas, a madrega of midas, a madrega of Torah, of ruchnias, of dveikus, of pashtus agashmias. I mean, you have to have a major, major high madrega of yiras achet and tahara and all the different things to be a Navi. To be a Navi. And the Mila is that the Nevi'im were Einam Soysin Ezeh. What does that mean? Because they Taka all got the Nevuah. And they got it properly. That means what a high Madrega every Navi in Klal Yisrael was. V'kulam Shavim. That shows you what a high Madrega. And that's something special that only Klal Yisrael has. So when we say Einayich Yoinim, your eyes, meaning the Nevi'im who see things, Yoinim, they're like the eyes of a Yoinim that are the same. Einam Soysin Ezeh. This is all part of the Milas of Klal Yisrael.
Was there anything wrong with another Navi passing it on to another group, the same Musar?
He wasn't allowed to say anything.
No. B'shem Imra or B'shem
no, he wasn't allowed to say it. No, unless if the Navi would say it, so then Mechayra, he would be able to say it over. But till the Navi was supposed to say it, said it to Klal Yisrael, no one else was allowed to say it. And even Akkavish as Nevuah, it says he holds back his Nevuah. How does anyone, and I think you kill him in Bezdin. So how do you know if he held back his Nevuah? Teret says people knew. The other Nevi'im knew. He wasn't doing his job. It was it. So.
Oh, but you're saying when a Navi got a Nevuah, every Navi.
All the Nevi'im.
Heard the same thing.
Right, because but they knew who it was directed
had,
to.
They all had that crystal, right. The crystal to
L'chaira.
The channel.
Yeah, L'chaira.
What does it mean that there are like 48 Nevi'im? Because I think, is that the number?
No, those were the Nevi'im that were sent to say the Nevuah was to Klal Yisrael. No, the Gemara Gufa says, the Gemara asked them, the Gemara says, what do you mean? There were much more Nevi'im. The Gemara says, the ones that were Tzairich L'dairis were Nechtav, and that's it.
Those are the Nevi'im,
the ones were Nechtav, yeah. The Nevi'im were giving Musar all the time, but it wasn't Nechtav, it wasn't necessarily L'dairis. The Nevi'im that we have are written down because they were necessary for future generations.
Means it's also more, the women were the more Nevi'is also, just there's one written either?
No. I don't know. The Gemara says Zayin Avias. I don't know. Okay, Mibadlit Tzamaseich. So the guy learns what's Mibadlit Tzamaseich next to your Tzamaseich. So he learns Tzamaseich Hu Asar She B'Seif HaRosh. It means the hair at the end of your head. And that why they called Tzamaseich. So he says, we're talking about these Nevi'im will learn Eitzel HaTalmidei Chachamim, Shenikroim Tzemes. Talmidei Chachamim are called Tzemes, Levi Shemutzumasim, Udvukim LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzemes, a Tzemes in Tomet, is a junction, right? You have Tzumas Hagidim, you have an animal, right, where all the tendons come together. If one of them snaps over there, so it's all a treifa. Right, Tzumas Hagidim. You can see them sometimes in your polka of your chicken. You can see the Gidim over there, Tzumas Hagidim. If there's a bruise there, that's where. If you find a bruise in your chicken, a purple bruise over there by the Tzumas Hagidim, so you have to be by the taka to see if there was a break there, maybe a tear in the Tzumas Hagidim. It's not so negeya. Usually what you see over there is red, and it's not purple, and it usually came afterwards from the flicking machine and this machine. But Lamaisa, there are a lot of places in Eretz Yisrael now that actually they check the Tzumas Hagidim. Meaning, we hold it's a miut of that there's a tray for the Tzumas Hagidim, you have to check them. And they hold, there's a few, some big Echsherim, and hikes up the price a lot on the chickens. There's some Echsherim hold that became much more of a miut hamotzui, and therefore what they do, the people are trained with their fingers. There's what, 16 over there, something like that? There's a number, 16, 18, something like that. So they make a little slit, and with their finger they put in, and they're able to, in one little thing like this, make sure that they're all whole. Because if one of them snapped, it's strafe. So that's called a tzaymus. Tzaymus are things that are davuk to each other. It's a juncture. They're all together. So the Talmidei Chacham are called tzamaseich because they're mitzumos u davuk l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. They're davuk tashem. So the Nevi'im learn with the Talmidei Chachamim because you have to be G'day L'Matayra. Now, just see one second there. I think in the second pshat, which we're not going to see the whole thing, but over there, the Gain says, let me just see if I see it here. Whoops, wrong one.
I've seen purple on the polkas that were with broken bones. That means no good.
See, if it's mamish purple, like a bruise, looks like a bruise, a purple bruise. So, you know, I don't know. You have to check it out, make sure the bone's not broken, Daka.
So, what do you do?
Take it to the rabbi. Yeah. Now, the lashon of the in the second pirush, the guy says samaseich are the hairs al hametzach. Those are by the forehead. It's the other way around. I'm not sure if saif means the front or the back in this shot. I'm not sure which one it means because
why is it called the same?
I don't know. Because what does it connect? Grader Rebbe doesn't say a word on it. It was bothering me. Connects
it's
the back.
Where there's no hair, that's
it's
where two places
meet. So that's what it means. Could be. So he said, Reb Revdon wants to say that it's totally, it says, Ulay Sakifu Pas Reishchem. Right? So you're not allowed to make it round. So Rashi says over there, Pas means Saif Reishchem, the Gemara says. Right? Saif HaReish. So what's the Saif? So Rashi says, because behind your ear you don't have any hair, and on your forehead you don't have any hair. Right? Here, this, the temples, you do have hair. So if you're mashva, that's what taking the paces off. You're mashva this, you're mashva the forehead with no hair to the back of the ear with no hair, you make it equal also with no hair. That's the isser of taking off the payas. So could be that's what he means. The saif harosh maybe means over here. The tzaymis, it connects the forehead and the back of the ear with, you know what I'm saying? It could be. That's what he wants to say. I don't know. He says, the Radak says, Gali tzamaseich, that the tzaymis is the sar shem sakenes aisha al tzedoeha, also by her temples. So it sounds like it's over here. But over here, in the second shot, he says, it's on the meitzach. So he says, it's a kinoi, why are Tamid HaChamim called tzaymis? Because the Tamid HaChamim are doirish al kol kaitz v'kaitz, tilin tilin shal halachas. Just like there's a lot of hair gathered together, and then each one is an individual hair, so too, the Tamid HaChamim are doirish on every little kites of Taira, tilin tilin shal halachas. So that's why they're called samaseich. Okay, now sarech, hu asar, this is the sar, heim ke'eder ho'izin shehochim min hargilot zelot zelzeh. Just like goats, they leave hargilot, is where they pasture, and they're next to each other. Ve'o'inyan, what is it? Sarech hu kine el hanazirim. Sarech is a kine for a nazir. Shemegadlin sar and a parshim in oilam. They grow their hair, and through that they're pirish. Ishkiyafli, it's a precious. Right? Kein ke eder ho'izim. They are like the eder ho'izim, meaning the nazirim are like the eder ho'izim. Shehem b'nei hanaviyim. V'atamid hachamim shalomdu eitzel aliyo shayim etosh ve'gilad. We're giving an example of tamid hachamim and b'nei hanaviyim who learn with a Navi, like the Tamidim who learned with Eliyahu from Gilad, Shehem hayu mufrashim min ha'ilam. So we're saying the Nevi'im and the Nazirim, our people are totally mufrash, they're ruchni. They're ruchni. They're on such a high level. V'amar me'Eliyahu, fi shebiyam of hayahar b'Nevi'im. He says, why do we pick Eliyahu as like Gilad? Why is Eliyahu the prototype of a Navi teaching B'nai HaNavim and Tamid HaChavim and Prushim? Because it says, we see in the Pesukim he had a lot of Talmidim. That's Yadua. So we want to talk about, again, the Milas of the Nevi'im who learn with the Tamid HaChavim, together with the Nazirim also. These are all the cream of the crop of Klal Yisrael who are Pirish from Tanuge Olam Hazeh, and they're learning. Some of them are Nazirim, some of them are Nevi'im, and they all learn together with the Tamid HaChavim. In the second shot, so here Hara Gilad means Aliyah from Gilad. In the second shot he says, Ki Achabura Rishayna, who was the first Chabura to learn together? Was Yaakov Uvanov. V'chein hu ata sheyoshun chaburus chaburus v'oitzkin b'tayra. The concept of learning Taira has to be b'chabura. Gilad, like we mentioned before, was in last week's parsha, Galeid was Har Gilad, like Rashi said, like Yaakov Uvanov. So the guy is saying over here, learning Torah has to be b'chabura. You want to learn Torah properly, you learn b'chabura. Who was the first chabura? Yaakov Avonov. So Reb Revda brings down, and we'll end with this, he brings down the Reb David Goldberg in his sefer, wonders what happened. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever existed beforehand. So L'chaira, why we're saying Yaakov Avinu was the first Chabura? So that's what he asked. So Reb David Goldberg gives a teretz that the Briskarov said there's Indian something called learning Taira and Chefsa Shel Taira. There's the Chefetz of Kedusha Satira. So Reb David Goldberg wanted to say Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever had Taira, but the Chefsa of Taira only started with the Avos, with Yaakov Avinu. So Reb Revda says that he doesn't think the Gaon really means that. He says because the Chaira, what happened to Avraham Avinu was Zaken V'Yoshev Yeshiva. Yitzchok Zaken V'Yoshev Yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu Zaken V'Yoshev Yeshiva. So even if Shem Ve'Ever didn't have the Chefsa of Taira, but the Avos, the Chaira did, if that's the Vart, why Yaakov? So he wants to say it's a whole different Vart. And he said the idea of a chabura of Klal Yisrael. There's a concept of chabura of Klal Yisrael. We mentioned this before. The Talmud Devarah says, we mentioned this in Megillas Esther, Reb Revda has a shtickle there, where he also argues on Reb David Goldberg. Reb David Goldberg brings Reb Revda's pirish on Esther and argues on him. And Reb Revda said he made a mistake in what I was saying. And here, Grada, in this Shir Hashirim, he printed the whole shtickle. I heard him say it. I heard him say the shtickle. I told Reb David Goldberg that he said it. But here, he printed the whole thing from Esther with the whole mistake, with the whole business. But the point being, there's in Taimer Dvera, there's a concept of Ichud HaNeshamas. That means all of Klal Yisrael are really one Neshama. That's why the says in Taimer Dvera, V'hafta L'recha Kamaicha. It's Kamaicha. You're really one person. We're all connected. All Neshamas are Miyuchad. That we find is the difference. The Medrash says that by Yaakov Avinu it says calls them nefesh. We're going to have in Parshas Vayigash nefesh. By Esav it says nefashos. Why? Because by Esav there's a bunch of individuals. Klal Yisrael is one entity called a Klal Yisrael. So even though Avram had a yeshiva and he had people learning, but that entity of Klal Yisrael did not exist yet. That Ichud HaNeshama, there was no Klal Yisrael, no Shvatim. Oh yeah, whoever came, the people he made from Avraham Avinu, right? All the people who made his Talmidim.
Chabura is like three, right?
We're saying Chabura. The Pshat.
It was Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov was the third one that was Mashlin the Chabura, maybe.
No, but see, he's saying, but Tilda were the Shvatim. No, so Rebbe is saying, till the Shvatim came along, and the Bnei Yaakov, who were Klal Yisrael, that's when Ichud HaNeshamas began, and they were a Chabura that were together as one. So Avram had a yeshiva, Yitzchak had a yeshiva, but that's not called a Chabura. A Chabura is something that we're all united. So the Gaon means, he says, that Yaakov Avinu was the first Chabura. Chabura Rishayna Hayo Yaakov Uvanov. The Yaakov Uvanov, and when they left Lavan as a one entity, that was the Chabura of Yaakov. V'chein ato sheyoshin chaburus chaburus voitzkin b'tayra. And now also, the guy is saying, so that's also with the Tamid HaKomim and the Nevi'im and the Nazirim, they all learn together Torah b'chabura. When you learn Torah b'chabura, you're uniting your neshamas together. That's why the Talmud Dvaris himself writes. It says if you're from the first Hasara Rishayim, even if 100 come after you, you get schar. So Pasha, you say 100 is like an exaggeration. But he says, no, really the Pshat is like this. Really, if there's 10 people here, and we also are all connected to each other, so that means in my neshama, I'm connected to your neshama, and to your neshama. So we each have really ourselves plus 10. So every 10 people equal 100, right? Every 10 people, by definition, connected to each other is 10 times 10. Right? So therefore, Zakta Timer Devira, that's when the Gemara says even 100. The Gemara means to say that these 10 are like 100. They are like, the number may is not random. They are like 100, because there's Ichud HaNeshamas. We're all connected. Timer Devira points out, we're all connected everywhere. But when you get things closer together, the connection is much stronger. That's why you can't just now have a minion of 10 people on 10 different streets and have a minion. You got to get them all into one room, into one vicinity. And then even though they're all davening different things. And even though, they're davening the same thing, but each one's davening on their own, but since they're all here, they make this Ashras Ashchina, this Kedusha. Just said last night, someone said last night, a Tanya, by the good convention I was listening, someone said a Tanya, that he said that when there is 10 Yidin get together, and there's Ashras Ashchina, even a Malach is not able to be Soivel the Kedusha of that Ashura Sashchina. I can't remember what the Tanya's question was. I can't remember where the Tanya was coming from. He started off, I think it was an Avinsk Rebbe. I think it started off with a Chassidish Shemaisa. There was once one, he was Matzah Shabbos, and after the Tzeilin Chassidish Shemaisa. We know Rebbe Dov Goldberg already. So he says, So he said Psamaisa with Ravan Shanovler, I think, or something, needed to go to the mikveh or something like that. This is a real Psamaisa. And it was frozen or something. So he said, okay, we can't go. So he said, get me 10 Yidin, I'll be Teivel in the 10 Yidin. So he got 10 Yidin, he went Minig, he went Teivel in 10 Yidin. So this is it. So you see the Tvila in 10 Yidin. So anyway, so he quoted a Tanya, I think it was him who quoted a Tanya that said that Vart, that even, and he said, Rav Ruderman said this Tanya over at least by two conventions, however many years ago, the same Tanya, that when you get together, 10 people, that Hashra's Hashchina is so stark, even a Malach can't be soivel. But that's the idea of Ichud HaNeshamas, and we're saying 10 people is mamish like 100 Neshamas together, and that's why it brings about Hashra's Hashchina, and that's the Chabura that the guy is talking about over here. The Chabura of Yaakov Anu was the first Chabura that they were all connected, and when you come together to learn Torah with people as a Chabura, that connection, it's not just random people happen to be talking to each other, some type of Chachma. We're all connected to each other, and that is the Chashivas that only Klal Yisrael has, and we will continue next week.